Country Club FM.
I love those cowbells, those real cowbells, because that is a real cowbell. That one actually hung around the neck of the bell cow of somebody's herd somewhere, someplace, maybe as far back as the late 1800s. I've had it carbon dated, and it's close to that. I got that at an antique store. But that just tells you, those are the good ones, because you can hear them forever. That's the deal.
Yeah.
You can hear where your cow is.
And
gotta find the cows, well, just listen for the bell.
And it takes the abuse of being dropped back into the drawer. And
it's
keeps
padded.
On ticking.
It's well padded.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that we have is very durable. There's
yes.
nothing breakable in there. It's not like a Fabergé egg meal.
Goodness.
All right, we have a What's the Deal, Neil? We have a Almanac Salute.
Another one?
Yes. Well, we had three yesterday, and I knew of this one,
yeah.
But this was the fourth one that I had found out about, so I delayed it to today. Jeff Seaman.
Oh,
linebacker for the Vikings, middle linebacker, first-round draft pick, played 10 seasons, 72 to 82. He was in the middle of that defense there in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of took over after
Ray Winston.
Roy Winston. Who was
the middle linebacker before? Because that's before
it was
my era.
Hilgenberg.
Because I remember, I go back. Jeff Seaman was my first ever middle linebacker in my Vikings fandom.
I know who was the guy there in the 70s. I can't believe I can't remember him.
It's all right. I feel for you. And then after that, it was Scott Studwell.
Yeah,
Then took over.
Where did Seaman
Jeff
go to
Seaman.
College?
He went to California. He went to Stanford. He was actually born in Rochester.
Oh, nice.
But then went to California, high school California, played at Stanford, was an All-American. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame, first-round pick of the Vikings in 72, four Pro Bowls.
Nice.
And I don't know if anybody remembers this, late 70s, you go to the Country Kitchen. Remember Country Kitchen?
Oh, yes.
They had these Vikings placards, these little cards. They were little photos, actually, I suppose you could call them. And we went to Country Kitchen all the time whenever we were in an area that had a Country Kitchen. The one down here in Anoka, often, because of family in the area. It was right off of 10. I think it's an Asian place now. Is that one with the good egg rolls?
Oh, yeah.
Right off of 10, kind of across from Culver's there.
Bamboo
on
something.
10. Yeah, something with bamboo.
Bamboo village.
That was a Country Kitchen. We'd go there all the time. And there's another one that's a Mexican restaurant now. Off of Hanson.
Yeah.
That yellow Mexican restaurant right there, Hanson off of 10 there.
That was a Country Kitchen.
I'm pretty sure. It looks like, and there was one on 65, Spring Lake Park. They were all over the place.
Well, yeah, we had one in
great spaghetti. Great spaghetti.
Yeah.
But they had this thing where they were giving away these Vikings. You come in and eat, and you could get these Vikings photos. And there was Bobby Bryant, Ahmad Rashad, Sammy White. I remember Tommy Kramer, and I had a Jeff Seaman one. There might even been a Scott Studwell one. That would have been like 78, probably.
That is awesome.
So, Jeff Seaman, he did pass away. Did we get a cause of death here? I don't think, but he did die Saturday at the age of 75, announced by the Vikings.
Wow.
Gone but not forgotten. For number 50.
Lonnie Warwick. That's who I was
there you go.
To think of.
See, I never would have come up with that.
Yeah, Lonnie
that
Warwick.
Name.
Was in the middle of Wally Hilgenberg and Roy Mooney Winston.
Roy. Did I call him Ray Winston?
Yeah,
isn't that
Roy.
The guy who was Mr. Hand?
I think
it was. Ray Winston was Mr.
Ray
Hand
Walston.
And Ray Walston. Yes, my favorite Martian. Tuesday, March 31st, 1918, the still to this date controversial daylight savings time went into effect for the first time. We sprung forward, Neil.
We did.
For the first time. I tell you what, it was about 4 weeks ago, and I'm still struggling.
Oh, how do you?
Can you tell?
Yes.
Can you feel it right now, just how much I'm still struggling with the time change? I mean, I'm out of my wits. I'm out of sorts. I don't know where I am.
You'll
Who am
I? You'll regain your composure just in time to fall back in October.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that was 1918 that happened. Then 1974, we had a new TV show.
Work yourself up good math, foolish bit. Come on, work around. Rim. You got it? All right, now. Here we go. It's all in the neck. Ready?
Laura! Just what do you think you're doing?
Mr. Edwards is teaching me how to spit.
Spit? Do you consider that a worthy accomplishment, Mr. Edwards?
Well, I don't know how worthy it is, ma'am. Sure comes in handy in a stiff breeze.
Oh, yes, and the legend of Mr. Edwards was born on TV. It was Little House on the Prairie, their premiere movie, which was basically the pilot, TV movie pilot. And then after that, it was a regular hourly series with a few 90-minute specials here or there. Little House on the Prairie, this day 1974. Mm-hmm. There they are in Kansas. They went from the Big Woods to Kansas, then on to Walnut Grove, and of course loosely based. They took a lot of liberties when it came to actually following what actually happened in the books.
Sure.
By Laura Ingalls Wilder and of course Victor French,
one of the best.
No doubt.
You know, I'm sure all his appearances on Gunsmoke really primed him for a leading role.
Certainly.
In that program.
No doubt about that. Plus he had been on Bonanza too.
Oh yeah.
With
he and
Michael Landon
were buddies.
And they were good buddies. Yeah. That was in 74. How about in 75?
UCLA has won the national title. They're ahead 92-85. Up on the rebound, Marcus Johnson. Getting across. 3-2-1. Ball over. UCLA.
Kurt Gowdy on the call.
I was watching. I was a huge Marcus Johnson and Richard Washington fan.
They were good.
Forwards, yeah.
That was the 10th and final NCAA championship for the Bruins. They beat Kentucky. There was a time there where they won 7 in a row. Like
right.
With they had Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton.
Bill Walton back to back.
Yeah, that helps.
Mean,
that does help.
Yeah.
I could have coached them to at least 3 titles, I think.
I think you could have.
All we do is run the double stack offense and the box inbounds. And those two things with those players, it wouldn't matter.
Nope.
You know, what would have happened had he become the Gophers coach? You do know that he was
almost destined to become
the Gophers coach, but he couldn't get here because of snowstorm, took the UCLA job. Rest is history. The Wizard of Westwood. Is that right?
Yes.
Wizard of
Westwood.
Yes. I think that's what they called him.
Right.
Because there was another wizard. Is it Einstein? Isn't he a wizard too? Or Edison?
Wizard of Winslow or something.
We got all kinds of wizards.
Right.
That was 1975. How about 1991?
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
It's been a while since we've heard Coach sing. Good time for it. Albania offered a multi-party election for the first time in 50 years. Remember, they were communist.
Yes.
They were part of the communist bloc. Incumbent President Rahmet Alia won. So they didn't boot out. I guess he was a communist. They kept him in there.
Right. They voted him in.
Albania, 1991. And then this date, 1993.
The son of late martial arts star Bruce Lee has died. 27-year-old Brandon Lee was killed during a movie set accident today. He was filming a scene for the movie The Crow when he was hit by a projectile fired from a gun loaded with blanks.
Prop gun.
Right.
1993, much like what happened just a few years ago with Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Prop gun with a projectile. They didn't know about it. Safety precautions were not taken. And Brandon Lee lost his life, just like the person on the Rust set.
Yes.
He was 28, and then 2 years later...
A woman who was nearest and dearest to Tejano singer Selena has been charged with killing her and is being held on a $100,000 bond.
34-year-old Yolanda Saldivar was arrested late yesterday after a 9-hour standoff with police. Crowds cheered as Selena's alleged killer
gave... So that report a day after this date in history when Selena was shot and killed in Corpus Christi by... the founder of her fan club.
That is so bizarre.
That is. And that
and
was this
sad.
Date, 1995. Birthdays now.
Hell no, I want to know who you are and how you're listening in.
There's no reason for increased volume. I am scanning your interrogatives quite satisfactorily. I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor. K-I-T-T for easy reference. A Kit if you prefer.
Yes, and we preferred Kit.
That's what we called
Kit. Everybody wanted Kit when we were young watching Knight Rider. The actor William Daniels, 99 today. He was on two shows on NBC. He was voicing Kit, and then he was also Dr. Mark Craig on St. Elsewhere.
Yeah,
and
we got to see him.
Yes.
On St. Elsewhere.
And they did cross over.
Yeah.
And he is 99 here today. He was also in the sitcom Boy Meets World.
Okay.
Always enjoyed his dry humor.
Yeah.
On St. Elsewhere.
Good actor, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, William Daniels, 99.
Ladies and gentlemen, I suppose you're wondering why you've been invited here to watch this staring contest. I'll have to let you in on a little secret. This is our very first public performance, and I'm afraid my children are slightly overwhelmed.
They are frozen. The Partridge Family. There's Shirley.
Yeah.
She was the mom. Good thing she could keep it together.
And a fine singer.
Bum, 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 bum. And then they got, and then they went into I Think I Love You, and I think everything was fine.
Okay.
After that point. But the great, talented, lovely Shirley Jones.
I loved her in Music Man.
Yes. She actually sang.
Oh, she was
her and
great
David,
singer.
I think, were the only ones that actually had any musical background.
Right.
On Partridge Family. But Shirley Jones, Shirley Partridge, 92 today.
You see this guy. This guy.
Now, when you think of Herb Albert, you think of horns, right? Mm-hmm. You think of the Tijuana Brass, but the guy can sing, too.
Yes, I'm in love.
He took this Burt Bacharach song and took it to either the top of the charts or very close to it.
Right.
The way I do.
Now, of course, he's more known for this kind of sound, right? That's staccato. Just tight. Is that tight?
That is tight. Yeah, I want to see Jim Lang in The Dating Game when I hear this.
Spanish Flea, I think, was the name of the song. That wasn't the one that was used for The Dating Game.
I know, it sure sounds like it.
Well, yeah, because it was Herb Albert's Spanish Flea.
Yeah.
That's Herb Albert. He's 91 today.
Guess what?
What?
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Christopher Walken hates that there are so many people that only associate his work. He's associated with that. Nobody remembers anything else he's done other than that on SNL, the cowbell skit.
It was iconic. And
that's why I did the cowbell.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken, he's an Academy Award winning actor, and the only thing some people remember him from is cowbell.
Right.
I need more cowbell.
Yeah, he did a lot of other things.
Did, certainly. Yeah. Pulp Fiction. He was on the boat.
Yes,
right?
He was.
With Natalie Wagner. Wood and Robert Wagner. Yeah. Tragic. Does he know
Wedding
something?
Wedding Crashers. He was
yes.
Good.
Oh, he was good in that. Christopher Walken, 83.
I am described as a toilet face whose one idea has died of loneliness, and who, if Mr. Barbarino had his way, would be walking around with a rubber hose sticking out of his nose.
Now that would be a scene, would
that
it not
be?
Mr. Carter? Mr. Carter, Gabe Kaplan is 81. Wasn't he in that the clip? Howard Cosell. Battle of the Network Stars. Wasn't him
yes.
and Valerie Bertinelli there on the CBS side pulling and beating Laverne Shirley? And the
that
big
was
ragu.
Ed Asner.
Yeah, it was Ed Asner. Oh, but I thought he... Oh, no, wait. I've seen pictures of... Well, I know it was Ed Asner, but did he mention... Because he mentioned
Maybe
Valerie Bertinelli. Did he mention Gabe Kaplan?
He might
or have.
Have
I just seen a lot of pictures of Gabe Kaplan in very short shorts?
That could be.
From the what? Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes.
Gabe Kaplan is 81.
My plan, Jim, is different. Rather than squander the surplus on a risky tax cut for the wealthy, I would put it in what I call a lockbox.
Al Gore in his lockbox. Former vice president, inventor of the internet.
Right.
78 today.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
Carla. Carla.
One of the great.
Yes. She had so many names, I can't think of them all. What was her actual last name on the show? Carla.
Tortelli.
Tortelli.
Tortelli, yeah.
Carla Tortelli.
Yeah.
Rhea Perlman is 78. Married in real life to Danny DeVito.
Yes.
And she's taller than him.
She had a sharp tongue on Cheers.
Oh, I loved it.
A
yeah,
lot
exactly.
of them directed at Klavan and Diane.
Wonderful. Rhea Perlman, 78.
See Surplus Store Corner
So we said goodbye to Jeff Seaman. How about hello to Ed Marinaro, another former Vikings player, running back there for a little bit.
Right.
What number do you wear? 30-something? Is he 30?
Ed Marinaro? 49.
Yeah. He was 49.
Yes.
Is he the one who fumbled the ball in the old... Didn't we recover a botched punt against the Raiders in the Super Bowl?
I think that was McClanahan.
Should have given it to Foreman.
Right.
But anyway,
it might not have been McClanahan.
But regardless, he went on to a nice little acting career.
Yeah, he did.
Speaking
of
Laverne and Shirley, he had a number of roles in Laverne and Shirley, a couple of recurring roles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On Laverne and Shirley. And, of course, he was Officer Joe Coffey.
Yeah.
Do you sense the irony there? Joe Coffey, police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Coffey, cup of Joe Coffey, whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Marinaro, happy birthday today. He's 76. Duck walking his way across the stage is Angus Young. He took the Chuck Berry duck walk and took it to a different level.
Right. In the schoolboy's uniform.
So he's from AC/DC, of course. He is 71, Obi-Wan.
You were the chosen one! It was said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them! Bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness!
Yeah, but if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't have had all the other movies, and it would have been boring. Ewan McGregor, who was the young Obi-Wan Kenobi, he needed to do an Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan impersonation, and he'd be good to go, and he was. He is 55 today, and our rapper of the day today is Tony Yayo. Tony Yayo.
Yayo.
Is 48.
Okay.
Rapper of the day.
Rapper of the day. All right, let's move on then, shall we, to Gone But Not Forgotten. He's the father of the symphony, Franz Joseph Haydn, born on this day, 1732. If you're going to be the father of something, you might as well be the symphony, and he did a fine job. Alfred E. Hunt, born on this day in 1855, made some money. You remember Alcoa? He's kind of one of the men that helped build America, wasn't he?
Alcoa also brought you fantastic finishes.
That's right.
And now Alcoa presents
fantastic
finishes.
Emmy award-winning actor. Speaking of Gunsmoke, he was on he was Kitty's love interest, I believe, in Kitty's Love Affair, and he was in several Gunsmokes and many other programs. We're talking about Emmy award-winning actor Richard Kiley, 1922.
To dream the impossible dream.
You can sing.
To fight.
I thought they let Festus do all the singing on Gunsmoke. But I tell you what, him singing Man La Mancha Impossible Dream on this episode of Gunsmoke at the Long Branch, I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
Might be a lost scene. Might be a lost episode, Neil.
It might be. I mean, I've seen 635 episodes. Don't remember that one. Anyway, from The Thornbirds and other programs and movies, Richard Kiley, 1922. One of the greatest hockey players of our time, Jim Gordie Howe, born on this day, 1928. He was Mr. Hockey. You ever had a game where a player had a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Not in college, Neil, because that's outlawed.
Right, they don't have
back in my pro days, certainly, yes.
Yes. So that's when, of course, you have a fight, a goal, and an assist. A Gordie Howe hat trick. The great Gordie Howe and his sons, it was quite a family of hockey talent, 1928. Country Music Hall of Famer, don't call him Frizzle, Lefty Frizzell, 1928.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw.
Of the famous singing Frizzells.
Yes.
My dad was a poet.
Well, now, how was he related to David? Were they brothers?
Brothers.
Brothers, yeah. Lefty Frizzell, 1928. And our Gone rapper of the day is Shaunty Lowe.
It's Shoddy.
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 Oh, no N there, right?
No,
Shoddy Lowe.
Shoddy Lowe.
Shoddy Lowe, 1976. Now they're all gone. but not forgotten.
You got to get all those shoddies on the dance floor, Neil.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. Your staff missed one.
I don't know, but please help him.
Well, we'll help him, but we have to know what happened.
Dr. Kildare, Neil. Richard Chamberlain. We got Richard Kiley, but not Richard Chamberlain.
Did he fall? Was he in an accident?
No, I left the house for a few minutes.
They were both in Thornbirds, too.
Yes.
They both were in a lot of TV movies and miniseries. Richard Chamberlain, this date, 1934, although we did lose him last year, so maybe that's why your staff overlooked him. They'll get him. He'll be on there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon brought to you by Logan Companies, Alabama. If you're going to play in Texas, blame it on your heart, Patty Loveless, or Reba, the fear of being alone.
Had so much fun with the Shane Martin Songs of the South tribute show on Sunday. Let's go, Alabama.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDJ.